This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle, and my guest is a sports and business entrepreneur, as well as a former All-American basketball player at Benedictine College in Kansas. Davion Ross is the co-founder and president of Shot Tracker, DD Sports, Inc.
We're revolutionizing the game of basketball right before your eyes. We've given it a brand new engine, driving each and every one of us into the data-charged future of sports. Coaches, get the instant stats and insights you need to win more games. Players, track your practices, analyze your progress, and take your game to the next level. Fans, view real-time shot charts, live box scores, and more, all right at your fingertips. It's the game you know and like nothing you've ever experienced. Shot Tracker.
Davion, thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Doug, it's really a pleasure to be on Sports Jam. The privilege is really mine. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the details about this amazing Shot Tracker and your wonderful parents who are back in Trinidad and Tobago, we'll talk about them a bit later. I want to first talk about someone who kept an eye on you at Benedictine College and made sure you were attending computer science class there when you were a terrific basketball player, Sister Linda Herndon. She got a hold of your coach and said, "We've got to make sure this guy attends class." And goodness gracious, look what it's turned out to be. You've been such a success since that moment.
Oh, man. You're bringing back flashbacks. You know, it's Sister Linda is a really special person for me. I mean, my parents are special and everybody I've had in my life. But, you know, in my collegiate career, she was a really special person. You know, you don't necessarily hear a ton of college athletes going down the computer science, math, and business route. So it was, 18 hour every semester. And we all know how demanding the basketball world can be. And whether it's, you know, training for 3 hours, study hall, getting everything going to games. And, you know, when you're going to a small school, you know, there's an emphasis on academics. And, you know, one of the things, it always goes back to my parents, right? Because I remember my mom giving Sister Linda the permission to do whatever she needed to do to ensure that I graduated and was successful in college. But Sister Linda really took a liking. The amazing thing about it is that she would be on me if I missed a class. But she was the first person, you know, I had mostly 8 o'clock classes with her, that she would actually, the first thing she would do when she walked into class is she would put basketball clippings from the game the night before on my desk. Wow. Davion, you had 25 last night. Nice job. Now, where's your homework? I mean, she would actually cut out the clippings before the game, before she came to class, get in the newspaper that morning and put it on my desk in front of me to have it. Most of the clippings I have came from Sister Linda. So she was really instrumental, and I have a lot of love for her. I'm very grateful for what, you know, her and the other administration, but it was truly a blessing, man. I had a lot of angels, and she's definitely one of them.
That's fantastic. And that really showed how much she cared, right? Oh, and she wanted to make you know that she was interested enough to follow your career and also make sure that you had the right education to go along with it. And it has really paid off because Davion Ross is, like I said, not only an entrepreneur, but he's now in Hall of Fame. He just graduated in 2000, and look how far he's gone since then. Shot Tracker is a wearable tech that automatically tracks basketball shot attempts, makes and misses, provides players with real-time shooting statistics. And if you go to shottracker.com, first thing you see are legendary college basketball coaches Bill Self from Kansas and Tom Izzo from Michigan State raving about what Shot Tracker has done for their programs.
Technology is obviously very important in maximizing your team's abilities on the court. Being able to give accurate information to your players to help coach them better is something that I believe is a must for any coach trying to maximize his team's abilities.
I tell kids all the time that the hardest thing to do as a person or an athlete is to self-evaluate. Statistics give you the real numbers. Shot Tracker's honest. That would be the big word I'd use. You know, the film doesn't lie, Shot Tracker doesn't lie.
That's a pretty good indication how successful your company has been, Davion.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because everybody, you know, most people understand that there's no such thing as overnight success, right? And we've been really blessed and fortunate to have some really good partners to help us. I remember sitting with Bill and him telling me the things that we need to do. Our technology, we weren't always here. It's been an iteration. It's been a process. And, you know, we'd sit with these coaches and say, okay, what do you like? What you don't like? How do we fix it? And we've got an amazing team of people, not only in customer service, but also from just probably one of the most innovative groups. And we're able to really work with these different groups to make sure that we are hitting it out of the park. And look, we've got so far to go because we feel like we're just really skimming the surface in regards to what we can do. But having influences, having people who are willing to tell you what's working and what's not is critical for your success. And also having an amazing team, an amazing group of people who can help you execute it's par for the course.
You know, when you talk about team, and I'm going to have you explain what Shot Tracker is all about as far as how it works, because you could do it a lot better than I can. There's three different points. There's the basketball, there's the player, and then there's the arena. But when you talk about your team, one of the things that I was really impressed about in looking back at some of your thoughts on what it takes to build a great team, about 85% of your team at Shot Tracker, former college athletes, and you feel there's a definite reason behind that. Why don't you explain to the Sports Jam audience why that is so?
Yeah, absolutely. So no offense. I believe that at some point in time, everybody should play team sports. Because I think, you know, at any age, right, growing up, I think that kids should play team sports because I think that there are things that you learn in team sports that you can't learn anywhere else. I also think that the things you learn in team sports really translate to when you're in teams and groups collaborating, working on projects or businesses or companies. I mean, there's a very, very tight correlation. I love athletes because, look, you know, athletes live through so many different levels of adversity and having to bounce back, whether you're down by 10, down by 2 touchdowns, and you have to find what it takes to really bounce back. There's a certain level of grit that's necessary to be successful as an athlete. There's a certain level of being able to understand your role on a team, because not everybody should be a shooter. But when we put you in, we want you to do what you can do best. It may be that you're the lockup guy that we need to put you in to do fouls, you know. Everybody has a role on the team, and we need to play that role. And you need to do what's best for the greater good of the team. You may be the best shooter, but maybe today you have to be a decoy, and somebody's got to shoot the shot. But it's for the benefit of the team. So when I think about all the things that come from being an athlete, and I love hiring athletes because I felt like they've been able to balance the adversity. Most college students who are doing almost any extracurricular activity, whether it's sports or other, and having to do that and also keep your grades up. I mean, I think I graduated with like a 3.3 with a computer science math degree and business with sports. So you show the ability to balance, work under pressure. I mean, entrepreneurship is really stressful. And then really, I really like the team component of it, right? Being able to work with others in a collaborative manner and being able to say, you know what? I'll sacrifice myself for the greater good of the team, or I'll fall on the sword for the greater good of the team. And then, you know, we're as strong as our weakest link. So like, if you think about it, and when you talk to coaches, there's so many theories from a team perspective that translate in a very amazing way to the corporate environment and building businesses.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I'll take you back to my high school basketball days where, believe it or not, if you take a look at me, you never believe that I was the smallest guy on the team, Davion, at 6 foot at that time. But I'd love to shoot, right? I really love to shoot. I shot 4 times a game average because my job was to get the ball up the court and get it into the hands of the people who could score. Yes. You know, we had terrific free throw shooters. And we did extremely well because of that. It is about the team concept. The teams are doing so much better because of Shot Tracker. So tell our audience how it works and how it came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with how it came to be first, giving a shout out to my co-founder. My co-founder and I, he was actually shooting in the back with his son. And, you know, being a, you know, he had a tech background too, a chemistry background. His name is Bruce. And you know, he actually was shooting his son. And if you're in business, you know, you can't really improve what you don't measure, right, in business. Well, it's the same in sports, right? How are you going to know that you're getting better if you're not measuring? So when we first came out with our product, it was more of a consumer-based product to be used in the backyard. What we found out was that coaches were actually using it to be used in practice, but it wasn't designed for that. So we picked up the phone and called all these coaches, got feedback, and it translated into us changing the architecture and technology. And instead of being one person, one ball, one hoop, to be multiple players, multiple balls, multiple hoops, and building the technology in a way that it was dynamic enough that you didn't have to peer with one ball. So Doug can shoot it, I can grab the rebound, go shoot it, and the system is smart enough to know who shot the ball. So there we are today with, you know, this new platform, new technology. How we define it is a sensor-based system that tracks statistics and analytics in real time. We have three components: a sensor which goes on the player, sensor which goes on the ball. Today we actually put our sensors in most of the basketballs on the market: Spalding, Wilson, Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Baden, etc. And then we put sensors in the arena. What the sensors in the arena do is they actually create this three-dimensional object of the court, and we're able to track the location of the player and ball within 2 to 4 centimeters. When we capture that data, we have algorithms that can juxtapose the location of the ball, sensor, who has the ball, to create an automated box score or to create any advanced analytics that actually can go beyond the box score. An example of that is, you know, paint touches, number of passes, touch time, pick and roll. So we're actually creating all these elements and events automatically by using the XYZ data and the coordinate data for the locations of the player. So that's how it worked. That's how it came about. And again, we have an incredible team. We had to solve like some really crazy problems. So peep this, Doug. What people don't think about is when you put a sensor in a basketball, you have to charge it. You can't plug it in, right? It's not like your phone where you could just plug it in and it charges, right? So what we had to do is try to figure out how do we charge while this sensor is in the ball that had to be part of the manufacturing process. So we ended up being one of the first companies to have FCC approval on resonant charging. Resonant charging is charging over a distance. So now you can take the ball, put it on the rack, and it would automatically charge with no cable. So imagine your iPhone hovering 3 to 5 inches over your charger and still being able to charge. Wow. So like people sleep on, this is a hard business because there's a lot of pieces that people don't think about that you have to solve for. And, you know, that was one of the biggest ones that, I mean, it took us almost 18 to 20, 24 months to solve that. And, you know, thanks to the team, our amazing electrical engineer, CTO, I mean, it was a total team effort. We had a good partner. And I'll tell you this, there are two, I can't call their names, but there's two large organizations, some of them, one worth billions, the other one worth trillions, that tried to solve this and failed. And we were the ones, a small little startup out of Overland Park, that was able to bring it to fruition. And I think that's a testament to team.
Kansas coming through for sure. When it comes to Shot Tracker, I know one of your hashtags, I believe, are stats don't lie,
yes, right? Sir.
And when you see that, kid who is shooting the ball a little bit out of range and comes and says, "Coach, I think, you know, I'm on," but what you say, stats don't lie. You're taking a look. You know right then and there, real time, yeah. Like you're talking about, you're shooting and you're not getting high quality shots, and that's why you're now on the bench right next to me.
Absolutely.
But it's also exciting because fans get involved with having the app. They can actually track their favorite players as the game's going on.
How you experience basketball just changed forever. I'm talking real-time shot charts, live box scores, and a 3D Gamecast experience that you can't find anywhere else. The future of sports is in your hands. This is the game changer. Okay, get to the App Store, download the Shot Tracker fan app right now. Let's go.
One of the things that we're trying to do is really democratize the data to make it available to many sources so that they can have you know, an enhanced fan experience, not only just coaches, players, and the broadcasters, which ultimately results in fans, but making sure that we bring this data to fans via the television, in stadium, in the palms of their hands, so that they can control and get that experience. And it's been exciting for us to see. Lately, with our new investors in Verizon and Everts, we're seeing some ways that we can actually streamline the efficiency of production by using our location data to control cameras, especially in a COVID environment where, you know, you're not necessarily want to have a lot of people in the stands, right?
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more how that partnership has really, you know, you started there, how it really has helped? Why did you need them to be involved?
Yeah. So, you know, I like to say, I mean, what we're trying to do is, it's a big goal, right? It's a BHAG, right? Big, hairy ass goal. And from our perspective, you know, being a startup, I feel like you need a lot of great partners that can help drive the influence and help drive the proliferation. I mean, we're touching so many things that are critical, whether it's, you know, having to install, whether it's getting sensors in the basketball, or, you know, a perfect example is, you know, we worked with the NCAA to actually, you know, get waivers because they traditionally don't allow the electronic transmission of data to the bench area. So, and we were one of the first that helped to work with them to make this happen. Then conferences submitted waivers, we got approvals, et cetera. It's still part of the rules that it's not allowed unless you got a waiver. And we're working with several conferences on that. But you know, the partners came about, I remember through a gentleman, again, RGA Dylan Boyd, one of our investors, making an introduction to the folks at Verizon back in December of 2019. They came out and saw what we did at the CBS Classic, where we partnered with CBS. And they started to see the power of what we're doing. And what Verizon provides is connectivity. If you think about what people are going to need to be able to consume, I mean, many of us have gone into a stadium and, you know, you can't even post a social because, you know, the bandwidth or the connectivity is, these are older buildings, et cetera. So I think that with the evolution of 5G, where data can get to you faster, it's going to create an opportunity for us to do some amazing things. Imagine, you know, an incredible play just happened and you want to see it again. Well, we could potentially help tag that play and help work with the broadcaster to push that down to your phone if you're in stadium, so you could see that replay, like, you know, seconds after it occurred. So there's a lot of things that connectivity brings. And so we're excited about that 5G relationship. And then on the Evert side, people don't notice about them, but they're a Canadian company. I actually reached out to them 2 years ago to work together and it didn't work out. And now here we are full. Now we're very partners, kind of tied at the hip. But people don't know a lot about them. They're deployed across, I think, most NBA teams, most NFL teams, most MLB teams, a bunch of college teams. And, you know, they really help with their Dreamcatcher system for replay systems, et cetera. So now what we're doing is provide data so that they can actually help to produce the games more efficiently, integrating that data into the frames of the video, et cetera. So it's been a long time coming. Timing is everything. And we're really fortunate that it's, you know, come together right now.
We're speaking with Davion Ross, who is the president and founder of Shot Tracker. And it did take, as you mentioned, a startup, a 6'8 guy from Trinidad and Tobago, and a college football player from John Carroll to come up with this idea and work together. Now, were you guys close before all this, or how did that happen?
So we were both part of the Pipeline program. And the Pipeline program is a fellowship program partially founded by the Kauffman Foundation here in Kansas City, Kauffman being a big entrepreneurship. And so he met, he was in the 2008 class, I was in the 2009. And, you know, we've always had a friendly, good relationship. We're part of the program, but I was really fortunate that he reached out to me and said, hey, you know, I know you hooped, you played ball in college, you got a comp sci degree, let's partner up. And, you know, our original idea somewhat evolved, which was, you know, us looking at the market, but I'm very fortunate that he reached out and, you know, we were able to initiate this. We're still building and it's definitely a process and a marathon, but, you know, it had to start somewhere, and it started, you know, literally in his backyard shooting hoops.
And we're speaking about Bruce Ayani, who is your partner when it comes to Shot Tracker. Also wanted to talk to you about the days that you were at Benedictine College and being an All-American there and being a stud. And so seeing this technology and now knowing that it's being used by so many great teams has to be thrilling for you, because you played this game. It's inside you and you played it well. Can you also talk about those days at Benedictine College? Because obviously, you know, they were successful for you and you're smiling, so they were good.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, Benedictine also is a special place, you know, thanks to people like Sister Linder and for my coaches and my teammates. I tell you what, my first year, I tried to go back to Trinidad, like literally every day for a couple months. Cause you know, it was a new place. I had no family and it was lonely, you know? And, when basketball started, it got better because you start building relationships with the teammates. And, I will tell you that, you know, one of my teammates is now my financial advisor. Another one of my teammates I talk to him weekly, our coaches. So I am, you know, again, the whole thing about a team, you kind of, you go through wars with those guys and you're stuck forever. For me, this is a passion project, which, you know, any startup, it takes a lot of long hours and a lot of hard work. And, you know, I feel like I'm in a unique position because of the intersection of two things I'm passionate about, you know, technology and sports. I'm a technologist. I love problem solving. I'm an entrepreneur. There's always a better way is the mantra that we live by. And when you add sports into that mix, it's really, I feel really fortunate and blessed to be in this position. So Benedictine was a special place. School was tough. You know, school was definitely tough, but, you know, it took a lot of persistence, grit. And it's funny, one of the guys who works for us now, he was a junior when I was a freshman. And I remember going to the computer lab and asking for his help. And now he's one of our engineers. So that's just an awesome experience, because I've known this guy since 1996. And now we work together. So it's a really a beautiful thing. And Benedictine, you know, it's got a special place. Coach Sikafoos, who, you know, literally took a chance on me. He didn't know I was going to be the player because he had never really seen me play. All he heard is that I was 6'8", 6'7", and could jump and shoot. So he definitely took a chance on me. And I'm grateful for, you know, what he's done and just the ability to go through that process at Benedictine and to be here today.
During COVID, most of your meetings, I'm sure your board meetings and everything are done like we're doing now, you know, virtually. But when you're able to physically go into those, being 6'8", come on, Davion. I would imagine when you walk in, you demand respect.
You know, I try. I tell you, the funniest thing is, like, the last thing they think about is computer science as a math major. I mean, I've been in so many situations that prior to this, you know, I did consulting and I walked into, like, T-Online and Deutsche Telekom in Germany. And, you know, they looked me up and down like, what are you doing here? You know, I'm like, yeah, just let me at the servers.
Courts down the street there.
Yeah,
sir.
Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, when you walk in, people look, and that's just human nature, right? And it's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate in talking to kids, because I feel like the first thing they see from me is an athlete. And I'm like, look, sports is great, but, you know, I always talk about technology and like the role technology has played in my life. And, you know, I just feel like it's important for everybody to have some tech know-how, because, I mean, if you want to sell cookies today, you need to have a technical background. You know, you at least need to be a good technology user, right? Whether it's to set up your website or your pay systems or your shipping systems, they're all driven by technology. So I'm, again, fortunate and blessed, man.
Has anything in COVID prompted new creativity at Shot Tracker that you never even thought of? Because like you said, you're always looking for something new.
Yeah, so I will tell you that I don't think it prompted new stuff, but I think it allowed us. I feel like we were so far ahead. I think it's allowed the universe to catch up. And I don't say that in a, you know, hey, we know everything, because that's not the case. I'm just saying that we had a vision, right? Remember I said 2 years ago, I spoke to Everts about, hey, how can we partner and do this stuff? And now 2 years later, it's coming to fruition. And I think that, like, you know, people are humans, our tendency is to do what's familiar. And if we have a way that's, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? If we have a tendency to do stuff, we just do stuff every day. And I also say to people, like, nothing innovative happens in your comfort zone. And I think what COVID did is that it put organizations in, like, they had to be more efficient. It pushed them into an uncomfortable position where, you know, it's like you gotta, if some animals, right, if you back them against the wall, they may be the sweetest animals, but if they can't go anywhere, they're going to fight. And I think that's what it put a lot of companies in situations where they need to either think about more efficient ways to doing things. You know, they had to cut resources. And so I think it's brought what would have been done maybe 2 to 4 years down the line to maybe 12 to 18 months, so 12 months to 24 months. So I think it's not necessarily new, but we're seeing people being more open to it just given the current situation in COVID. And COVID was tough for us, man. It was an emotional roller coaster even more than just entrepreneurship because, you know, we couldn't get it into schools. We had to, like, really, you know, right size the team. And so, I mean, it was tough for us, but I mean, we're grateful to be here today.
Knowing the college that you went to and knowing your background just a little bit, I get the sense that Davion Ross, there's much more to him than tech. And I think it's faith. And it goes back to your parents at Trinidad and Tobago. You want to talk to us about how special that is for you?
Oh, man. My parents are... This is crazy. My parents are amazing, man. And I have two brothers and a sister, and they've done everything for us. So, like, I feel, like, just so fortunate to be where I am today. And they've played, like, a really significant role. So, you know, just everything that they've instilled in us. I'm close. I mean, it's crazy because I still have a WhatsApp with my entire family that we literally talk every single day. And then with COVID, we haven't been able to see each other. So that's been tough. But yeah, my parents have played a really significant role in my family in general, my brothers and my sister. That's been really, really critical to where I am today. So it's been a blessing. I mean, everything that they've instilled in us from work ethic. I mean, my dad didn't even graduate high school and ended up being the inspector of police in Trinidad. You know, my parents don't have college degrees, but education in our house was probably one of the most important things because of where they came from. So I feel real blessed and grateful.
I'm so glad that you shared that with us because I'm doing this Sports Jam episode with you, Davion, from my parents' home. I lost my dad back in May, and I see his picture back here on the refrigerator with mom. They celebrated 70 years of marriage together back before he passed, and he's the reason I'm involved in sports and love sports and everything like that. So it's touching for me to hear how much mom and dad have meant to you, and it really gives us a sense of who you are and your makeup. So let's go into a crystal ball now for Shot Tracker. And where do you want to be in 5 years that you're not at that
level? 5 years is a long time. look, I think where we want to be is we want this to be a standard. I think there's a lot of things that are evolving in the market that will change the whole dynamic in regards to, you know, college sports, whether it's NIL, whether it's, you know, sports betting. But I just see this being, my hope is that in 5 years, if you see a game where it can't be personalized, it can't be customized to what you want to see, how you want to see it, that it would be that would be crazy if we don't see that in 5 years. I think we're actually going to see that much sooner. But I do think that there's I don't want a basketball game to happen without being Shot Tracker enabled. And I don't want a football game to happen without being Shot Tracker enabled. So I think we're going to see that before 5 years, but that's, you know, at a high level, that's the vision. We want to be proliferated across the board and be just a really integral part in a very authentic way of the game and how it works.
And you mentioned sports betting, so you do see the synergy there with the sports betting companies, most likely.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, right now that's not a focus for us because, you know, with our relationship, I mean, that's a whole different can of worms that we really focus on the media side of it just because of all the restrictions. And so we're going to let them figure out that market, let the NCAA figure out that market. And then once it's figured out, we'll work accordingly. But we do. I mean, I think everybody sees when you deal with data, you know, data is a critical piece of that. But for us, that's not our focus. We're going to focus on the media side of things. But, you know, in 5 years, you know, a lot can happen.
I mean, we talked about how the broadcasters can benefit from Shot Tracker too. So when you watch a game now, the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, you probably look at these games from a whole different perspective than you used to, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we tend to look at the game and look at like the game within the game, right? And what's happening to the game that's maybe the untrained eye. You know, football, for me, I'm a basketball player first. So basketball, NBA, I look at it a little bit different. Football, I'm a fan. But my hope is that as we look to, you know, venture into football, we see I gain the same level of scrutiny and visibility and awareness into what's going on behind the scenes. So
last thing, if you would look into that camera for me, and you're a role model. What would you want to say to kids today about education, matching up, or being involved in your parents' life every day, calling them? What do you want to say?
Man, so much. I'll start with the parents first. Look, your parents are not going to be here forever. So, and just family in general is really important. Family has made me who I am. My wife and my kids, I try to do the same thing with them that my family did with me. So family first at all time. In regards to tech, I always say you don't score if you don't shoot. So if you get an opportunity to take a chance, take some risk, if you don't put that shot up, you will never score. And, you know, I think the last thing I would say is, you know, if you can't put God first, I mean, I feel like for me, that's been a really critical piece of my life. And, you know, I think it's really important. So those are the three things I would say to young people. And, you know, embrace technology is another one, because I believe it's the future.
You can go to shottracker.com and see and really just grasp everything that's going on with the company. And you can see some videos there that will help explain just how everything works as well. Davion Ross, the president and founder of Shot Tracker, DD Sports, Inc. What a pleasure to have you on Sports Jam. You're an inspiration. And I really appreciate you being so candid and emotional here on Sports Jam.
Man, I didn't plan on that, but I always plan on being candid, and this is who I am. So I think it's important for, you know, a lot of times people tend to, you know, have a facade. Like, I am who I am. This is who you get, whether you're, you know, on camera, in person. I'm about people. So as I said, I'm just grateful for the opportunity, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Doug.
Congrats to you and Bruce Iani for developing.
All right. Thank you.
Shot Tracker. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the podcasts by going to WBGO.org/SportsJam. Find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on iTunes and on the NPR list of podcasts. Until our next Sports Jam session, I hope to see you at the game.